Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
You're in so much pain, and you've seen people be in so much pain. And the pain that we got to talk about today is ads. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm not against ads. You're not against ads, but we live in a pandemic world now where people are like done. They're done with all the cheesy stuff. They're done with all the, you know, blah, blah, blah. And ads, let's face it, you put all your money on a platform and they're like, nope, we're not approving your ad. And you say, well, let me talk to you. Nope, file an appeal. I mean, my company has built their brand around ads. And then certain ad platforms just said, you're done. And I felt that pain. And luckily, we could pivot and we're smart enough. And God's awesome to help us find solutions. But there's a lot of companies that would have turned in and folded. And then along comes you and I say, oh my gosh, you can build an entire 6, 7, 8 figure brand around no ads and no risk, but just simply taking action. And you're right. I said, I'm booking my flight to Miami and I'm bringing my whole team. And and then we not only did it. And Josh, man, just that little notification you just heard. Yeah. It was just a sale. He just put it all caps. Score. You know, like it works, man. And so yeah, let's talk about IPS.
For sure. And so I'd love to keep talking about that. And also what I realized too, because when people ask me, I try to remember what it was like in the beginning when I started Authors Unite. And you know, it's hard to like think back exactly what it was like, because now with all of the testimonials, it's obviously easier for me now to sell things. And like you said, it's interesting, like when I don't ever view myself as like good at sales, simply just get on the call and I just ask the potential client, I'm like, what are you trying to achieve? They tell me. And then if I believe that I can help them get there, then I will let them know what our service, like that's really all it is.
Yeah.
You know, so, and look, I'm sure there's great sales.
But most people aren't like that, Tyler.
Yeah. Well,
most people, I'm telling you, most people got their script and they're like this. They're like, hi, Tyler, how are you today?
I know. So in the beginning, I remember like trying scripts when I was younger because I didn't know. And I was just like, I'm going to try. And like, it felt like I couldn't be the real me with a script.
Yeah.
So I just I think I gave that like a month or two. And then I was just like, I honestly don't know if this is working or not working, but like internally, and this is not to say, look, if you use a script, I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing, but
it wasn't you.
Yeah. Me and you are just more off the cuff type of people.
Yes. Yes.
But one of the biggest things that I realized is in the beginning, before you have testimonials, trust, like you had mentioned, is really one of the biggest things. So how do you get around that? Well, IPS is actually the solution to that, because you get around it by building these partnerships, and then you don't really need the testimonials because you already have like a trusted source referring you the person, which is pretty much the same thing almost. So.
When I saw IPS, and for all the people who don't know, Infinite Partnership System and .com. But when I saw your model, I said, this is no wonder why it works, because everyone else is chasing the client, as in like you get them, I get them too on LinkedIn. They friend you, and then the next day, hey, can we grab my call and can I walk you through blah, blah, blah. Infinite partnership system you don't go after the client. You actually serve someone who's in your industry. And by serving them, they're like, here's all my leads. And you have so many leads now. So it is, it changes the whole game. And that's why I said, I'm going to change my life when I saw IPS. I literally did. I said, this is going to change everything. Not only for us, but I said, this is going to change everything for every business out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really, it's interesting for me. I was actually talking with Colin recently about this, and like the concept of IPS, sometimes things are like so big that like you can't really fathom how big they are. And like, that's what I feel like this is, just to be completely real with the audience. Like, I just like, I do believe it could change the way that businesses do business. Like,
oh yeah.
Like very dramatically. Cause the other thing about paid advertising, and again, it has worked for some people. We've all seen this, but what I don't like about it is you can't see the back end of what's actually happening. Right. So it's kind of like, it kind of feels like the lottery a little bit, but with better odds, right? So it's like, you put your targeting, but you still—
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I have to walk people through my panic and anxiety, okay? So I would literally say to a certain platform, I'm not going to name it, but a certain ad platform, in our heyday, I would say, here's $50,000. And this is true. Like, we were running $50,000 a month on ads. And here's the crazy thing. I didn't know, A, if people would show up. I didn't know if, and the ads would go to a webinar. Okay. So the ads would go to a webinar that they would sign up to hear me talk about why publishing is, why our model's better. And then after the talk, they would then apply. Then we would have to interview them to see if they were a brand match. Then they would have to get the buy link. Like, you look at all the tech and time, literally that was my entire business model. You see what I'm saying? That was my entire business model. But here's what didn't happen, Tal. One time I got strep throat. I already put 50K in the month. And now the webinar, and I couldn't speak. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then another time the internet went out. Like, that's 50K, dude, that's sitting there, and now your webinar is toast. Mm-hmm. These are the types of panic and anxiety that I would feel. And then along comes IPS, and I'm like, there's no upfront ads. This is ridiculous. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, and there's no panic, because the other things too, and I think you said with some ad platforms, or we know some people this has happened to, where your ads can get denied. Or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Right. So you could put in.
Absolutely.
And look, if your ad gets denied, like, they don't spend the money. But if you're thinking that, you know, that 50K is going to turn into 100K, you still lost there. You know, even though you didn't lose your direct cash, that advertising never went out. And sometimes it'll take like days. I've heard of it taking like up to a week on some platforms that, before they decide to deny or not. And then once you start getting denied, it can just trickle. And if it shuts down and your whole business is set up on that, well, then you're, you know, then you got to figure things out and you're not.
And then they started getting AI, artificial intelligence, to approve the ads, and certain keywords would flag it. So we would say, Bill, turn your book into a six-figure business. And they're like, nope, you can't say that. You know, and so then they would deny the ad, but they wouldn't tell you why. They would say you used a word you shouldn't have used. And you're like, well, what word? I can't tell you. I felt like I was giving my business away to other people to control it. With IPS, I decide how many calls I want to do. By the way, I do zero. My team does them all. Like, you see what I'm saying? But, or I can cherry pick the ones that I really want. Like, you set your own, you've been doing it for years. You set your own pace. You pick your days off. You serve. There's no high pressure. And then leads just come in.
Yeah, and it almost is a situation where I don't even view it as sales calls, because it's kind of like there's partnership calls and then there's get to know you calls. And that's really what I call it. That's all there is. And I think the big thing too is like once people realize like what this like fully is and the capability of it, sometimes, you know, you go from one side of like contraction, right? So it's like, okay, I only have so many options. What do I do? Like I'm unsure. And then you go to the complete other side and there's so many options. And that's how I think me and you see marketing. It's limitless. Yes. And when it's limitless, it can be overwhelming. For instance, like, where do you want to grow your social media following? Well, there's 100 social medias. So it's kind of hard to decide.
Yes.
But with this, it's limitless, but it's targeted in its limitlessness. I think you obviously know what I mean. And that's what I love about it, is you truly can pick like one direct lane with this to build partnerships. And it would take you like a team of thousands to actually get to the, and I think maybe like to get to the limit of what you're capable of. It's just people haven't thought about it in this way before. So,
and not only that, the steps in IPS are so ridiculously simple that before you get on the get to know you call, this is a weird analogy, but hang with me. You heard me say it before. It's easier to kiss when someone's leaning in. Right? So in other words, a lot of ads are like, you're leaning into the person and they're like, I don't even know you. When you do IPS, they're leaning in. They're like this has happened. Josh has been doing calls and they say, oh yeah, we've seen you everywhere. Like, we've heard about you. We know what you do. We've seen your testimonials. And then there's like zero, we call it friction free, friction free selling. And they're leaning in already. And that's why you're saying there's no close, there's no sales call. So it is ridiculous. I think that it's going to be the way of the future, because now that we're in a pandemic or close to a post-pandemic, people are done. They're just like done with all the, you know, behind the curtain, you know, all the salesy stuff. And they just want you to be authentic. And I think you've realized that IPS lets you be you and it lets me be me.
100%. I think that is one of the things that the pandemic has kind of done, is I think for a lot of people, it put the importance of things in perspective, right? So now it kind of comes to like, if somebody sees a Facebook ad and then there's like a 2-hour webinar after that, I feel like that decision with time and just with everything that's happened, it's a way harder thing to get somebody to do.
Oh yeah.
So
it's, oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what are those 100%. Leads even worth at that point? So, and what's so interesting about this too, is you can't even predict all of the positive like benefits, right? Because you're building all these partnerships. And like, I've had occasions where I build a partnership with somebody like 2 years ago, and then I get a client from them, and then it just starts like going up and up, and then we end up doing a business together. And like, yes. If you remember, we spoke, I think I told you this story. There was one time where I literally had 6 different publishers, PR types of people that referred me the same person. Right. So it's kind of like, do you think you're getting that sale? Like, the only way you're not getting that sale is if you literally just like don't show up to the call. Like,
multiple. In other words, these 6 different people all said, you need to talk to Tyler because he offers exactly what you need. And the person, again, you hear someone say it twice and you're like, okay, I should talk with that guy. 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th. And then your product, Tyler, is one that's highly sought after. So now you basically say, it works, I'll guarantee it. But if you don't want it, 3 other people are going to be in line for it. And now they're suddenly, here, you know what it does? It's Dan Sullivan's book. You become the buyer, not the seller.
Yes.
See, everyone else out there is, oh, let me sell you. What Tyler just did with IPS is he said, I become the buyer. And that's what you want. Nike is the buyer. Like, Nike basically has the pick of any athlete they want. And now they're like, okay, tell us why we should pick you, LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Like, it switches the formula. And that's what Disney, same way. Disney can have any animator in the world. They're the buyer now. And that's what we want for the people watching this. We want them to be at such a spot where people are like, Carrie, I got to publish with your company. Like, I saw what you did for Amy. Please work with me. And you're like, okay.
No, 100%. And that's one of the things I think is your brilliance is like, you're able to take concepts and like really boil it down in that way. Like, you're the buyer. Cause for me, I feel like I do things, but I don't actually know what I'm doing all the time. And then when me and you connected and kind of like, I knew the process I was doing, but I didn't fully see it at the macro. And you were like, whoa, man, like, hold up, look at what this is. And then we came together and I was like, whoa, every business can run on this. Yes. No matter how small or big, it can start your business or it can like 10X your business, whatever the situation you're at is.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.